The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Actually, I should have started the service by saying this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Did you bring Lindy's birthday? Did you bring gifts, candles, decorations, that sort of thing? Nope, doesn't look like you did. You did wear red today. I say happy birthday because happy birthday to the church. The day of Pentecost is the beginning of the Christian church when the Holy Spirit was birthed, came down upon God's people and the church was started. So we could also consider today a happy birthday to the church in general. Today is Pentecost Sunday. What a festive day it is here at Peace Lutheran. Lots of great things happening. Chief among them, the confirmation of Clayton Benson in our service today. And not just that, but also the reception of his First Communion. So we're really thankful for that. A great day of celebration. And he's got a message to share with us today. And thankful to see the Benson family and their extended clan as well. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church today. At the end of our service, we'll have a fellowship reception for Clayton. Also note that Jackson Holroyd will also be confirmed later in the month in a private ceremony with the family on June 25th. If you have a card for Jackson or for Clayton, you can place those cards into the bags out in the narthex. But be sure to give congrats and to check in with Clayton in the fellowship hall after the conclusion of our service. Some other wrinkles too today in today's service. We are communing at the rail with the individual cups and also the wafer as we used to do today. So if you feel led to do that, just be looking for the ushers. They'll guide you forward at that moment. If you just simply want to stay in your pew and commune there, you can do that as well as we have done up to this point in the last couple of years. If you want to bring your communion cup and come forward and commune at the rail, you can do that as well. We're covering all the options here in receiving the body and blood of Christ. And that's the most important part, is the promises of Jesus being delivered to his people, no matter what the method or means it is. So we're covering all the bases with that. And then also a note about our worship today, too. We're bringing back children's messages. So Jim Reams, this is your opportunity, children's lesson, to come forward and get a little lesson here in the service. Also another note, too, about the worship, finally, is the majority of the service comes right out of the green hymnal. This is the liturgy out of the green hymnal. So you want to keep that handy. The bulletin will guide you along on what page you should be on. This is a sung part of the liturgy between pastor and congregation. And the projection will also guide us as well in our time together this morning. And then finally, just a couple more notes. Reese Grube, I want to draw attention to Reese in the back. She's filming us today. Today is Reese's last day. She's been with us for how long, Reese, would you say?
A good year.
A good year, yeah. So we're thankful for Reese. Yeah, so be sure to give her a thanks at the conclusion of our worship as well. One other note about this week, and that is that George and I will be going up to Portland. Is that right, George? On Thursday, we'll be away from Thursday to Saturday at the Northwest District Convention. So we covet your prayers. We're not just serving as delegates of peace, but we're also serving as committee members for the floor committees for the convention. George is on one and I'm on the other. There's a lot of responsibility with that. So we're going to pray for both of us heading into this week. If you do have a concern, a pastoral need, you can contact one of our elders here at Peace and let us know how you're doing. And we'll be back on Saturday, so we'll see you on Sunday worship next Sunday. I think that does it for announcements. Are there any other items to share before we begin? Yes, Margaret.
I've noticed that this hymnal is different than what.
Yeah, so you're going to want to use the green hymnal. Yep. So the green hymnal is the one that matches the page numbers. Good question. Good thought there, Margaret. Thanks for pointing that out. Yep. Wouldn't that be funny if we all sang out of the red hymnal on that page? Wow. There we go. Yep. So you want to keep that green hymnal handy too for our worship here this morning. We have an exciting start to our worship service today. Particularly, we're going to invite our Peace Lutheran Choir forward to set the stage for the Day of Pentecost with a special song.